tonight. Tonight, 2018 merchandise has arrived at Walt Disney World, and the Tower of Terror is missing from it. In fairness, so is John Lasseter.
Not on.
Most people prefer an artificial tree, so why is it surprising that Disney may prefer an artificial CEO to replace Bob Iger? Get back to real Bob. It's our season finale, and we're off the air for the next 6 weeks. You're welcome. You've read WDW News Today. Now it's time for WDW News Tonight.
Live. Hello. Live from Orlando, Florida, WDWNT.com, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, presents radio's only show about Walt Disney World, WDW News Tonight. Now, here are your hosts, Tom Corliss and Nick LoCicero. I can't hear myself at all, by the way. Now I can.
Why would you hear yourself?
When I talk, you can usually hear yourself. All I heard was the music.
That other room is giving you the bad room of the studio. You should just be able to hear, like, the other people.
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be super distracting?
No, you hear yourself when you're talking. Like, right now, I can hear myself. But when I was doing that, I couldn't hear myself.
I hate that.
Do you not hear yourself, Tom?
No.
How do you not hear yourself?
Yeah.
How would I hear myself?
I can't.
I don't. Yeah, I don't hear myself. Like, you're the one.
It's not
talking.
Delayed.
You have to hear yourself.
What did I say?
When you're in the studio, you can't hear yourself.
No.
How does he do that? I don't send him a mix without himself.
That's what I had when there's music.
That's not a thing.
When there's music? Or just in general?
Ever.
No, ever on that headset in there. Never.
What?
Oh. All right.
That's that high-tech studio equipment.
Weird.
Like the high-tech phone lines they have.
The 21st century is here.
I put in a formal complaint. We got the phone company over here, and they fixed it, supposedly. We'll see next year when we have the Price is Right.
All right. We'll find out in a year.
It'll probably break by then.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm Tom Corliss. You're not. Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Nick LoCicero, my co-host along for the ride. Michelle, thank you for the lovely introduction.
Of course. My pleasure.
Happy to have you back with 400 social media handles.
Hey, somebody's got to promote me. Why not me?
Only I can make up job titles on this show. President of WargoWorks.com.
Well, that's my job.
That is.
There's Michael and Jason doing technical things.
Yep.
God.
Yes, I even have a Mets hat.
That's unfortunate.
We're all in the spirit.
Great.
Can I be CEO of WargoWorks?
No, but you could send me a bio and a photo, and I could add you to WargoWorks.com.
If Nick was CEO, he'd just be fired in a week.
I can make you, yeah.
The way things are going for everybody.
When's my interview?
Yeah. After the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nick LoCicero, right. The
look forward to that.
Hour of news tonight. Good riddance, Matt Lauer. Never liked you anyway. Anywho.
Aw.
He always rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
Apparently other people.
Yeah, he rubbed you the wrong way.
No, he always came across like, even with John Lasseter, super creative guy, you know, did a lot of great work in his career, but there was always like, I don't know, I just got a vibe from John Lasseter too. Him and Matt Lauer, the other people, not so much. Although I guess Harvey Weinstein didn't really look like a normal nice person either. But.
No, I'm with you. Matt Lauer always gave me the, like, I'm a jerk and I'm going to do whatever I want vibe.
Yeah, he just always came across that way. I don't know. I wasn't surprised when I woke up and that was the news. But anyway, I digress. Things we don't really need to get into on this show. It's happy time.
Happy.
We let you escape from all the garbage of the week. Although you guys will just have to figure out what you're going to do to cope for the next 6 weeks, I guess. How about this weekend? We talk about this weekend for a second.
Yeah.
We had our Toys for Tots marathon. Thank you to everybody who tuned in and donated. And we raised over 7,000. Now it's at like 7,150 or something ridiculous. It just keeps people who forgot we were on over the weekend are still donating.
Just save it for next year. People.
Yeah, we're almost at 72. Well, no, that's not fair.
I know. That's why we leave it up.
You should still donate if you can at toys.wdwnt.com. It still gets there for this holiday season. We raised nearly $7,200 at this point for Toys for Tots, which is wonderful. And we had a really good time. And it was a fun weekend, and probably one of my top five Sea Relates we've ever done. And we had a great Jeopardy, and there's a lot of good stuff all weekend long. It was a great time. And a lot of it you can still go watch on YouTube and relive. And yeah.
Can people watch Cooking with Nick?
Yeah, it's up. It's on there. So after this, if you want to learn to make donut breaded chicken nuggets and then chicken that's like in a donut, you can learn to make both of them.
Chicken in a donut.
They were both fantastic. We both agreed, though, we like the one not in the donut better. Not that the other one was bad, but the just donut breaded was fantastic. Real good.
My camera working.
Oh, yeah, you do. You have your Pandora shirt on.
Hey.
You know what you have to play if you're wearing a Pandora shirt? I will have a night. I will need a night. I will need a night. I will need a night. Is the season finale. We had to go back.
Right.
Remember the beginning of this year? Pandora wasn't even open yet.
That's true.
We were still making that joke every week. Ridiculous. Anyway, we're way behind. We should probably get started. And now the news brought to you by TeePublic. We got a lot of show and only 2 hours to do it in. With Bob Iger set to retire from the Walt Disney Company throne in 19 months, experts are saying odds are high that Disney Parks chief executive officer Bob Chapek will be the man to replace him. these experts are, of course, wrong because he's not a man. He is, in fact, a robot.
Domo arigato.
By my praying joke. Literally, I said his name a minute before the joke. He had plenty of time.
And it's the story. I've been waiting all week to play that.
Jeez.
Sorry.
Anyway, whilst from a business point of view, this seems like a sound move with Shanghai turning a profit in the first year, to fans, it seems like a controversial fit. Many of Chapek's decisions seem strange to more frequent park visitors, but many projects nonetheless have proven quite popular and profitable. Until a decision is made on a CEO, what we will now refer to as Judgment Day.
Dun, 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 dun.
Guests are being asked to continue their search for Tom Staggs. If you know where he is, please call his family. They miss him very much. Where'd that guy go? No one knows. We thought he was working in the Mouse Gear stock room. Where he actually went. Call back. Imagine what is the dumbest show. Imagine walking into Epcot from the parking lot and walking under or through a giant hotel before you reach Spaceship Earth.
Ugh.
Or driving through it if you paid for preferred parking and accidentally just kept driving. Maybe just some Midwest mom just going to plow through. If plans are approved, this may very well be the scene at the entrance of Walt Disney World's 35-year-old vision of the future. If approved, the resort will stand at one of two proposed sites, either between the land and seas pavilions in Future World, replacing the stroller pavilion.
Oh, boy.
Or directly over the entrance to Epcot, most likely connecting to the pre-existing monorail station in some way. That means right from your room, you'll be able to catch a piece of the monorail. It'll be great. If the design...
Wow.
Tweeted at Wesh. If the design located in front of Spaceship Earth is approved, it shouldn't block the view of Spaceship Earth completely, but rather be used to frame the famous structure between towers or something of the sort. The towers will, of course, have a banner across them welcoming Fox properties to Epcot. Actually, what's really going to block your view, a bus is going to pull up in front of Epcot. Right as you're taking your photo, just right in your shot. Everybody's seen that, right? The bus that pulls in front of them, they're blowing up the stadium. And the Weather Channel sets up this shot like hours in advance. And this bus pulls up as the stadium is exploding. And they miss the shot.
No.
What?
Oh,
I forget what stadium it is.
That was the Atlanta Superdome?
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah. They blew up the stadium. And as soon as it blows up, this bus pulls in the shot and blocks the whole shot.
Oh, wow.
It's unbelievable. You have to watch it.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you can hear the guys like behind the camera, like they start talking. You hear them like, oh, no. Anyway.
Mm.
It's no secret that the Walt Disney Company sees a lot of promise in the idea of resorts connected to or inside of theme parks. This isn't a new concept, with the Grand Californian and Hotel MiraCosta both existing since 2001, as well as the Disneyland Hotel at Disneyland Paris, which is sprawled out in front of the park's entrance, just like the drunk Parisian guests. Just sprawled out in front of the park. Disney has also announced a Star Wars hotel that would, in theory, be connected to Hollywood Studios, home of Galaxy's Edge. Guests would be driven via bulldozer from the hotel to the park. It's connected.
Got to reuse them. Don't let them go to waste.
The resort would be part of the ongoing expansion and reimagining of Epcot, which is already announced to include a Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster, a Ratatouille family ride, a space restaurant, and a new Seamless Circle Vision film, which will feature a projection area about half the size as your iPhone. The hotel is still very much in the early stages of development, which means it could end up in front of Spaceship Earth, off to the side, or maybe not even happen at all. Either way, should it happen, it'll offer a quick cut from the front of the park and offer unparalleled views of Future World, unless, of course, you are a weird Twitter guy who lives in a helicopter. Right, you get that view every day, apparently. Dumbest thing. Annual pass holders visiting Disney's Hollywood Studios December 1st through the 17th, 2017, can get a special holiday magnet for free. There is a catch, though. You have to go to Disney's Hollywood Studios. The best jokes, ladies and gentlemen, are always the ones that come the easiest.
Oh, goodness.
The ones you have to think the least. The Mickey Mouse Passholder Magnet can be picked up at Mickey's of Hollywood, Celebrity Five and Dime, and Once Upon a Time shops on Hollywood and Sunset Boulevard. It can then be picked up on eBay from the guy who sold you your cast costume bag. The magnets are limited to one per pass holder with valid pass and ID and are available while supplies last. Disney is not responsible for replacing any lost or stolen magnets, so you may not want to put this one on your car, or in this case, for this park, your construction vehicle. The cool ship in Tomorrowland at the Magic Kingdom is now selling sushi. Big deal, said Tony's. We've been selling uncooked food for 30 years.
Tony's. Oh, goodness. Tony's.
That's funny.
Oh, man. That's all I've got. I have nothing else on sushi. We're done with that. Disney's Boardwalk has a gingerbread display this year that features a replica of the boardwalk and many of the restaurants on it. For whatever reason, the model is not to scale, and the Boardwalk Bakery is the tallest establishment in the gingerbread display. In fairness, this is what it looked like to me after we left Abracadabra.
Look at that, yeah.
I'm joking, of course. We didn't go to Abracadabra. Get it? Because it's terrible. Actually, I have those fries now. I like those fries a lot. Can we look at the ESPN Club?
Yeah, that's so pathetic.
Like, that's not what that looks like. Like a whole other building on the side. Like, I don't know what. Literally, the person I was with loudly went, wow, that looks bad. And a manager walked by and went, yeah. I'm not even making up this thing.
It's an artistic representation of what it could be.
This is like if Nick and I tried to make
right?
a house. This is yep. what's gonna happen. Like just start on two ends and like, I thought we were going this way.
Oops.
I didn't think that was the bakery. I thought that was the hotel. No, it's the bakery. Oops. Giant Mickey Mouse.
Is jelly rolls on there?
No.
No?
No one knows what that is.
Flying fish.
Yeah, no Atlantic dance either.
Oh.
Disney is now posting job opportunities for a new eatery at Caribbean Beach, set to open in 2018, providing some information on what will be called the Spyglass Grill. The Spyglass name is taken from the actual spyglass that guests currently staying at the resort are using to try and find why the hell they're sleeping in an active construction site. Mm-hmm. Not sure why. Can't find those gift cards either. Not giving those out anymore. The cannon right there is the one they used to blow up Old Port Royale. While we've seen a few pieces of concept art and know that the NBA experience at Disney Springs is coming summer 2019, probably not. Fun fact, nothing with an announced date at Disney Springs over the last like 4 years has hit its original announced date. So keep that in mind as we go forward. Not a single thing, not one project in the entire last 4 or 5 years.
That's a ways away, 2019.
Yeah, so who knows? But anyway, we knew very little about what would be inside the West Side establishment when it opened. Well, at least that is until now. For the ticketed experience inside, exhibits will be distributed over 2 very tall floors to accommodate NBA players. The center court area in the middle is reminiscent of the circular Venture Port area that was in Disney Quest. So it is somewhat surprising that they bulldozed the building rather than reused it. But the important thing is the Adventurers Club is still closed. So come to Loosh on the first floor. Guests enter through the ticketing area, go through an entry tunnel, and walk onto center court. Exhibits downstairs will include the Locker Room, Hall of Champions, Hoop Sciences, and a pair of large VR theaters, as well as the retail shop and dining venue. I use dining venue very loosely. The second floor will feature exhibits like Papa Shot, which Josh and I already play at House of Blues just across the street, the Dream Dunk, the Big Shot, the Dream Court, and You Make the Call, where guests have to call a Hollywood actor and tell them they're fired due to accusation. Again, the NBA experience will open summer 2019. Cough. The Speedway gas station near Disney's Boardwalk has reopened with a remodeled interior. Inside, guests will now find a more traditional soda fountain over Coke Freestyle machines and a strange machine that allows them to make their own milkshakes. A make-your-own-milkshake machine.
Wow.
Of course, for health concerns, gas stations on OBT have always recommended that patrons make their own milkshake.
Wow.
Also, you see those are for real milkshakes. For real is for real. Also what the gas station attendant would say on OBT if you bought a hot dog. Are you for real? You know, a lot of things on OBT are 69 too, like soda, 69 cents.
Getting dangerously close.
69, dudes. Oh, that's dead too. Everything fun died this year. Hey, look, your seventh soda is free.
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Confused with Club Cool. Anyway. Guess. Boy.
Yeah.
How did you do 4 minutes of material on a gas station? Well, let me tell you. Guests at Disneyland can now buy an AT-AT popcorn bucket for $25. Finally, a popcorn bucket that walks better than the people reselling it.
Oh. Wow.
I want some popcorn.
We'll go get you some.
Get you some vegan popcorn.
I forgot my snacks tonight.
Yeah,
I was hoping
you'd bring snacks. I actually counted on it and then you didn't have any. I forgot.
I was halfway here and I went, I was going to bring those pretzels.
Well, I said to Tom, when you stop at Wawa on your way here, please get me one of those pretzels filled with salted caramel. They're really good. Yeah.
Sounds good.
And he's like, not coming in. Yeah. So I thought about going myself. Then I was like, Michelle usually brings something.
Yeah, you should have texted me. I could have stopped.
Mm. Now we're going to have an 11:45 caramel pretzel. Anyway, back to the AT-AT popcorn bucket. So we posted that story yesterday. It's been really popular on social media.
It's amazing.
Yeah, we've gotten a fair amount of AT-AT mentioned.
Oh! Oh, boy. Wow.
So bad.
That was great. Is he impaled by the...
That's what I was like just thinking. Like he's a popsicle? Man.
So the popcorn container just sits on top of him, right? Or does he get filled?
Does it go on the side?
He gets filled.
Okay, because there was one picture. Go up, I think. There was another...
Guys, it can't be a popsicle there. It's not on top.
Like the cardboard thing, just he just holds the cardboard.
Well, I think they do that because people prefer you never put popcorn in them to begin with, because then you never get it out. You never get the smell out.
No.
And sometimes there's little kernels that get like stuck in there.
I don't know. It's at bad. Studios, then, like, they told us
legs don't work because of the kernels.
Yeah, sometimes they won't do it, and then sometimes they'll give you the choice. It depends on the bucket.
And the cast member.
With the Christmas Goofy, they wouldn't really let us not. Pluto? That it was a whole thing.
Pluto?
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Those Pluto. Are cool.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah.
But the two employees in the popcorn booth like had a fight about whether or not they could give us the thing without putting the popcorn in it.
We filled ours, and it was actually way more than you get in a regular bucket, which I was happy that they had finally designed a popcorn bucket that holds popcorn.
Yeah.
What a novel idea. A grand age indeed. Popcorn in a popcorn bucket. That's a
what?
That's a thing.
It's a grand idea. American adventure for those who aren't getting it.
But they can't make an ornament ornament mug that actually holds your drink.
No, it seems to me we're the only company that gets ready for a popcorn bucket after we're already in it.
Yeah. You've had better. What cup is that? Is that the Boardwalk? No, it's a Grand Floridian one.
Hey, Black Panther.
I need
Panther
to get those.
Meter.
Can we see it?
I want to see the mug.
No, we're not there yet. That's the next story. Hold on. Can I get through them in order?
I need those mugs, too.
Yeah, how do I like, want to yeah. just go and get them?
Let's
I'll
go.
Just, I'll just sit here.
How dare you intrude in our conversation?
If I may.
Is that a new Cars Land hat?
No, this is like from the
90s. Is that the old one? Okay. All right.
So cheap. Like it's like wearing off. A Black Panther meet and greet is coming to Disney California Adventure in early 2018. So now when your girlfriend asks where those scratches on your back came from, you can just say you went to the Black Panther meet.
Wow, that could mean a lot of things.
Yeah. Or the Pixar Christmas party, one of those two. Oh, remember me. When I take a leave of that. Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar in California is releasing a holiday mug tomorrow shaped like elephants from the Jingle Cruise. Isn't it cute? I think it's adorable. But some fans are criticizing the look of the mug, saying it looks like melted crayon.
It does look like melted crayon.
It does look weird.
These fans are, of course, masters of ceramic, and you can check out their ceramic recreations of Horizons and the Disneyland People Mover on their respective blogs. It's ceramic. That's how ceramic things look. It's an art style. That's how they come out.
I like it.
Do you own ceramic statues? They look like that.
It's kind of a bad picture, that's all.
I think it's a little blurry picture, but I think clearly the mug looks very cute and nice.
How is it a mug, though?
It's not.
The whole back is open.
Drink out of the elephant's back.
But where's the handle?
There isn't one.
Does a mug have to have a handle?
No.
Unless it's a teacup. Like you can, like an Asian teacup. Yeah.
I don't think it has to.
It's a ceramic tumbler. But it's not a mug unless it has a handle.
Exactly.
You could use the trunk as a handle, I'm sure.
But it's not out.
You could grasp it by that with one hand.
If it was like out and it was the trunk, was a handle, that would be neat.
That would have been cool.
I don't know. At this point, they're more statues than they are mugs. And I'm okay with that.
So can you not get a drink in the mug like you can not get popcorn in your popcorn bucket?
It's probably a thing. I think they give you drink coupons at 7 a.m. to come back.
Oh,
so you could actually purchase it. So you don't have to wait all day. You could actually.
Disneyland will start the sale at 7.
Yeah, wow. You have to wait all night. And then open at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
People don't line up that. Last year they did. This year I don't think it'll be that.
Do you not call the zombie head a mug?
I don't know. I think they're there already, Tom.
You think that? No, I don't think so.
It'd be nice to get like a live camera.
There's someone I can text who's probably there and we could find out. I'll find out during the commercial. The downtown Disney district at Disneyland Resort is getting ready to celebrate the holiday season with new entertainment, shopping, and dining options for guests. In the center of the promenade stands a dazzling Christmas tree, While all throughout the shopping and dining district, guests can enjoy brightly lit planters that feature some oversized ornaments blocking views of the mostly closed stores. The Void, coming after Christmas. A new caroling act, Holiday Harmony, will be performing nightly during the holiday season. The group will be dressed in tacky sweaters and sing classic holiday favorites, making them the douchiest thing at Disneyland since every local at Disneyland. Get your Instagrams ready. Catal Restaurant will be offering a special breakfast with Santa on December 16th, 21st, and 22nd, where guests can join Santa Claus and his elves for caroling and a family-style breakfast, where you'll finally find out what kind of food they serve at Catal.
It's so funny. I was making dining reservations.
I don't know what they have.
Yeah. I was making dining reservations last trip, and I was like, what is this place? And I know
it's there. I've never thought to like look at what food is there.
Yeah, don't bother. Yeah.
I write about Disney parks for a living, and I can't tell you what Catal serves. I have no idea. Anyway, Haagen-Dazs will be offering a limited-time holiday sundae, peppermint bark ice cream layered with hot fudge and Oreos, topped with whipped cream and candies. The sundae will also be available as a milkshake or as an injection.
Can we, real quick, can we talk about the other ice cream that I sent you to get this past weekend?
Oh, sure.
The Ample Hills. So Ample Hills is coming out with three limited edition Star Wars flavors of ice cream. They're in pints. They look amazing. And they said they were going to be in the Ample Hills store. So you went down there. What'd they tell you when you went down to Ample Hills this weekend?
They said they will not be carrying.
Will not be carrying it. So
you have to order it online.
See,
or I guess go to the New York location.
All right. So
I guess go to the New York location.
All right. So I went online to purchase this ice cream. Now, mind you, it's three pints of ice cream, okay? And you have to buy all three together for $30 in a box set, right?
Lord.
So, all right, $30 for special Star Wars ice cream. All right, whatever. I'll bite. I'll do it.
Can we just stop on that statement?
Because that's absurd enough as it is.
There's a grown man who just went, all right, $30 for three pints of Star Wars ice cream. That's fine.
Did you read the description of this ice cream? It sounds amazing.
It's still ice cream.
It is. And
How much was the Star Wars wine in retrospect?
Oh, but the wine is fantastic.
So is this ice cream.
It's not actually really Star Wars wine. It just says Skywalker.
Right. Vineyard. You know Ample Hills ice cream is amazing. It comes in a special X-Wing box, right? All right. Cool. I'm in. Yeah,
that makes it better.
I add it to cart, right? And I'm like, all right, you know, we'll see what shipping is, whatever. We'll do it. Shipping. The lowest shipping option. $47.
What?
So well, they have to pack it with, like, dry ice.
They do, and they get it there in 2 days. So to buy three pints of ice cream...
That's insane.
It will cost me $77.
Are you doing it?
$77 on the Ample Hills website. That's the lowest possible option.
Christmas ruined. So,
well, really.
They are altering the deal. Pray they don't alter it any further.
Now, the good thing is, it's a flat rate. So if we order a whole bunch of these, we could really get the cost down. So who's so
this is why Nick is on the air talking about it.
Who's in?
That me or some listeners are now going to go in with him on this ice cream deal.
Nick, you just have to order like a pallet and then sell them outside of Ample Hills at the boardwalk.
There you go.
Done.
Disney won't frown upon that or anything.
At all.
Let's do that.
$77. Or if anyone just wants to buy me a Christmas present, we have some awesome listeners out there. We provide you with hours of entertainment.
Wow.
Well, they could all pull together and send it to the show.
They just donated the Toys for Tots, and now we're asking them for ice cream money?
Do it for the Tots.
Nick, if you want, I'll go to New York, get the ice cream, I'll eat it, and just send you the empty cartons.
If you guys do this, I will donate $77 to Toys for Tots.
So, wait, you just want the empty cartons?
No, I want the ice cream. Oh, him?
It's the principal. No, he doesn't want to give them $77, but he'll give it to Toys for Tots.
Well, they're going to get $77 anyway for the ice cream. I don't understand.
Yeah, but I'm not giving it to them. I'm giving it to the Tots. They were for the Tots.
We are so behind. Can I?
You guys are making me so hungry. Ice cream, Tots, as in tater tots. Popcorn. Cornbread all over the chat. I just can't take it.
The whole cornbread thing. You missed cornbread.
Yeah.
I am woke.
She couldn't have cornbread.
You couldn't.
Woke for cornbread.
Michelle knows woke. Michelle asked.
Oh, I'm woke AF.
Yeah, see? Look at this.
I know woke.
People older than me know all these things.
Everybody's older than you.
Or do they? Here I am in my ugly hat with my stupid mug.
Apparently those aren't the cool horns that the millennials like. Apparently they like some other horns that I don't have.
Yeah, no, it's those.
No, that's the hamster.
Didn't we find it over the weekend?
Yeah, we did.
Just Nick doesn't have it.
It's already 9:30.
That one.
They do that in the clubs. It's so horrible.
Okay, do what? Sorry.
That noise.
I didn't hear anything.
That one. Guest shopping. I'm still at Downtown Disney, by the way, okay, for those of you who have been here the last 10 minutes. Guest shopping at Pandora Jewelry will receive a complimentary Disney clutch with a purchase of a Mickey and Minnie Love Icons charm. Additionally, Build-A-Bear Workshop will be selling reindeer stuffed animals for guests to make and customize with clothing options. This being L.A., the reindeer clothes will all be Billabong. Anyway, moving on.
Please.
Disney Vacation Club members will enjoy more Moonlight Magic events than ever before in 2018, with parties confirmed for every month from January through November. Each of these events, of course, begins with a group heckling of the poor day guests as they leave the park. Get out of here, poor people. No, all right. The confirmed slate includes the first Moonlight Magic in Hollywood Studios and a return to California Adventure, where both events will offer ride time in Toy Story Land and on Pixar Pier. Because if there's one thing your highest paying customers want to preview, it's overlays and new amusement park rides.
Yep.
I'll keep going. Disney advertises shorter than usual wait times on popular attractions during these events. Like the one I went to at Typhoon Lagoon that was busier than a normal operating day in July. You would have thought everybody in the park had a return time and their only choice was to sit in the lazy river while they waited. Get it? It's a Volcano Bay joke. A full list of event dates for DVC members can be found online at WWNT.com. So just ask your butler to enter the URL. Kyoto News is reporting that Kyoto News is reporting that the Oriental Land Company, not to be confused with the Oriental Trading Company,
oh my god.
That happened on Jeopardy this weekend.
Michelle, you missed all the in jokes over the weekend.
Yes, I did.
Sorry.
Trading Company. The operator of Tokyo Disneyland and Disney Sea is planning to spend roughly 300 billion yen or 299,999,906,000 more yen for Disney After Hours tickets.
Well done.
Wow.
To expand the two existing theme parks, sources with knowledge of the matter said Wednesday, the company plans to start constructing the new areas that will expand the existing parks by 30% by 2025. The expansion would come after the ongoing projects, such as the Fantasyland expansion, Soarin', and more. To free up space, a parking lot adjacent to the parks will be turned into a multi-story garage. This is, of course, in response to the now-deceased Western Gateway project. I'll wait for more laughter. Thank you. Orient the Land Company has entered negotiations on the new areas with the Walt Disney Company, which licenses the rights to properties from Mickey Mouse to Star Wars, with the details to be ironed out by next May, giving Disney time to buy at least 50 more IPs. Yeah, by then they will have acquired PBS. The investment, the company's largest in sporting 340 billion yen in 2001 for the opening of Disney Sea, is aimed at attracting older people and visitors from abroad to boost ticket sales that have stagnated amid Japan's falling birth rate and competition from rivals such as Osaka's Universal Studios Japan, which of course just opened the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in recent years and has Super Nintendo World on the way, and other Disney parks in Shanghai and Hong Kong. The new areas may carry a Japanese theme to appeal to foreign tourists, a source said. So get ready to enter through a giant postcard to Disney Japan Adventure, where you can enjoy a ride on the Apple Blossom Stinger, the Superstar Bullet Train, or grab a bite at Bao Invasion.
Oh, my God.
And that's the news. Michelle, who brings us the news?
Well, Tom, that would be TeePublic. Don't forget to shop the apparel and accessories for Disney fans through WDWNT.com and TeePublic. Just go to WDWNT.com and click the TeePublic ad to shop from hundreds of designs for T-shirts, phone cases, prints, and more, including exclusive WDWNT and WDW News Tonight logo apparel, as well as original creations such as Save Figment, confirmed. I read. What?
Do you?
Oh my God. Not very well. Yeah. Confirmed. Man. I read WDWNT.com. Seven. And more. Make the most of tonight's commercial breaks and the sale ending tonight and shop through our extensive collection. TeePublic, an official partner of WDW News Tonight.
We'll be right back.
Jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear. It's a marshmallow world in the winter.
Got a point in
when the snow comes to
not there for the that on-air thing. It's like welcome back to WDW News Tonight. We are live. We're on the radio. AM 660, FM, 15? I always forget.
20, WBZW, Apopka's hometown station.
Well, that's AM.
We're on 105.5. FM.
105.5 FM, yeah.
Yeah.
1520 and 668.
Yeah.
And we're also online on YouTube on WDWNTunes.com.
Facebook Live.
WDWNT the app. Where are we on Facebook?
I don't know.
Michelle's on Facebook Live.
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Something to
bring it up
on.
Again.
Yeah, no, we need to work on that. Anyway.
YouTube Red.
So, over the weekend, what?
Never mind.
The thing.
Stitcher.
Crackle.
Crackle. Isn't that where Super Mansion is?
I think so.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you guys done having your own little show? Anyway. As we said earlier, we did the Thanksgiving show this weekend. We had our 50-hour show to benefit Toys for Tots. And as part of that, we do every last game show possible. And in the process of doing those game shows, a lot of questions or problems or things from the games sometimes just don't make it to air. Like sometimes the game finishes before we can go through all the problems or all the spaces are picked or whatever it might be. So we sat there, Nick and I sat there in the middle of the show, and we're like, what are we going to do with all this stuff that doesn't get used during the weekend? And Nick said, well, why don't we just use it this week on News Tonight? And I said, Thanksgiving leftovers. And that's where he came up with it. So tonight's game is Thanksgiving leftovers, and it can literally be just about anything from this week. It could be any of our games. It could be, Nick, what are some of the games we have leftovers?
We have Pyramid. We have a math problem from the math game. We have the math game, which everybody gets to play because there's plenty of spaces left.
The
map game.
A lot of these sound the same, so I just wanted to make sure.
Everybody gets to play the map game and then something else. And then we have some Disney Parks Pursuit, which we have a one-player variation on this where you'll get a question from each of our six categories. And then we also have the Family Feud, which I believe we decided to play staff versus Wigs members after after the show on our post show that is available to Wigs members.
So we have a post show tonight, exclusive to Wigs members, which is available through Patreon, patreon.com/WDWNT. Even at the early stage, a $2 level, you get to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And we are going to play Family Feud tonight for prizes, Wigs versus staff. So that's going to happen. In the meantime, we need callers to play some of our Thanksgiving leftovers. So call in at 407-774-8255, and we'll start playing these leftovers. And we still have leftover prizes, too. We didn't give away everything this weekend. So
that's true.
Yeah, so lots of stuff to play and do in Thanksgiving leftovers. I don't know what we're going to do while we wait for that. Are we just going to do psychotic comments?
Hang on.
Wait.
I got too many pages. Okay. Found it. Okay.
So let's, while we're waiting for some calls at 407-774-8255, why don't we go to the wonderful world of psychotic comments. Michelle, take it away.
Tonight on WDW News Tonight, season finale, Thanksgiving leftovers, game, ranking Disney Springs and resort restaurants, and more. Justin says, I haven't been able to listen yet. Does the illustrious panel actually get a say in the restaurant rankings this time? Or is it just volume 5 of what Tom Corliss thinks?
Wow.
Pretty rough.
Ouch. Oh,
well, when you've eaten at every restaurant at Disney World, maybe we'll care what your opinion is.
Burn!
Justin got burned!
I only go eat there like a few days a week, so what do I know?
Doc Brown says, I haven't been able to listen yet either. The flux capacitor isn't fluxing, and I can't travel to the future to listen to see if Justin's sad attempt at snark actually comes true or not. People are getting nasty.
Angry and psychotic comments.
Yeah. List of interactive exhibits and more details revealed for the NBA experience at Disney Springs. Sports is Life says, that sounds almost as exciting as when I hit a touchdown for 7 points.
Seven!
Yes, seven.
J-Dad says, Mr. Corliss, you are a tall man. You look like you could school my son Jay in hoops. Sadly, I guess anybody could, as he has no spunk.
Wow.
No idea.
That's not ripping
what
on
is
us.
Happening.
That's ripping on his own kid.
Wow.
This poor son of J-Dad. Lil Penny says, I hope they sell basketballs. I cannot wait to dribble through Disney Springs, schooling shoppers, and make bounce passes from the parking garages. Disney security can't guard me.
Little Penny.
Do you remember Little Penny?
I loved
him.
I loved Little Penny.
Up ads, weren't they?
He was. Was
were
he in 7 Up?
Shoes?
Yeah, for Nike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, Penny. Yeah. Yeah.
Penny Hardaway.
It was like a little puppet version.
Yep.
Why did I think it was for Sprite?
Because they did something similar to that for 7 Up.
He did a 7 Up or a Sprite ad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Parks and Resorts Chairman Bob Chapek is main contender to replace Bob Iger. So now, I'm not sure that I can do all of these, but okay.
You might not.
With Bob Iger set to retire from the Walt Disney Company throne in 19 months, experts are saying that odds are high that Disney Parks chief executive Bob Chapek will be the robot to replace him. That's fix that I, for you.
Paragraph, yeah.
Said Craig.
That's the joke we also made today.
Nick's laughing and coughing simultaneously. Kind of entertaining. Anonymous says, shame on you for doing that. Randy says, this is clearly the work of an internal PR team. Bob's reputation as a creative thinker and business driver is abysmal internally. All of the successes mentioned in this story were driven by Iger or Staggs. Jason says, Robo Chapek must be getting some pretty big software upgrades. Ron said, out with the old and in with the new. Robo Ron says, I agree. That's why I've decided to get a new D player. Did I do that right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No. Not as good as Ron.
Sorry. Okay, thank you. Daily Dizzy Roundup says Chapek lick Bob Iger. I guess it's robot speak.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
No, they speak in zeros and ones, idiots.
Well, this is more.
It's
yeah,
a robot,
this is like HTML or something. I don't
robot,
know.
Not a universal pass holder.
Robot Overload says the robot uprising will commence 0001100110.
There we go. That's how it's done.
That's how it's done. That's how you speak, robot. Robo Chapek Service Tech says,
oh, God.
Relax, everyone. I'm working on the new Walt protocol that should be ready before then. Then I'll start on the Meg Crofton protocol and threaten to turn it on whenever Tom gloats about something. Meg Crofton?
Yep.
Okay.
That's a person who existed.
Okay. In the real world.
Yes. They, of course, all cease to exist once fired by the Walt Disney Company.
I see. New Spyglass Grill restaurant at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort set to open in early 2018. Just saying. Spyglass was also the nickname for Nick's glasses.
Wow. How did Tom not have that joke?
If you've got comments, send them to comments at...
Wow.
Send them directly to Tom. Do we have a Who Hates Tom segment? While we wait, what's the phone number for people to call in?
407-774-8255.
Great. So we have two contestants.
All right, let's do this. Then.
All right. So we're going to bring on Jonathan. Good evening, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. So you're going to play the Thanksgiving Leftovers game with us tonight. That goes as such. First off, you're going to get to play the map game because everybody gets to play the map game by default.
M-A-P?
M-A-P.
M-A-P.
And then you map get to game. Pick one other game that you wish to play. So.
Sounds good.
So we're going to start off by playing the map game. Now, in this version of the map game, we have a map of Disney Springs. And it's Black Friday at Disney Springs, and you're a shopper in search for deals. Pick three coordinates and try to find the best deals. Each space will reveal one of five results. Some spaces have discounts. Some have none. Some have traps that cost you money. And a few spaces are hiding a secret Santa that guarantees you a prize. We did have one lucky space that had Santa Goofy, but that was chosen over the weekend. Your total amount of discounts will be added up. And the contestant with the most money at the end wins an extra prize onto their prize packet.
Full board, though.
It is. We didn't leave the unfinished ones.
How do you do this then?
You just play.
You just play.
All right, fine. Then why is the Santa Goofy space gone?
This is leftovers. If he picks coordinates that are not there, then they don't get a prize. It's as easy as that.
Fine.
Done. All right, Jonathan, we make up these rules as we go. This is Thanksgiving leftovers, and that's how it rolls. So, Jonathan, I need you to pick a coordinate, a letter A through H, and a number 1 through 8.
Let's go with G7.
G7.
Yeah, 7.
G7, save $10. Tom's going to ask why I don't have it. Good job.
Go with B2.
Let's see what's there. B2. Oh, that was chosen the other day. So you're still at $10. Pick one more.
B8.
Save $25. Good job. You're up to $35. You know what? I'll give you one more for being our first caller. Try again since you missed one.
H1.
Let's see what we got there. Oh, it's a secret Santa! You found a secret Santa! You automatically get a prize, Jonathan.
It was way more exciting.
Excellent.
With
I know. I you know what? I totally forgot that sound effect. We had really great sound effects over the weekend. Really good ones.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we did have Michelle taking selfies during the show.
That is true.
I'm not taking selfies. I'm doing a Facebook Live, but nobody can hear me.
All right, so
I'm trying to show the video through the TV.
So Jonathan's up to $35.
Okay.
And he is going to play now. He chose to play Disney Parks Pursuit.
Okay.
So we're going to give him... The way we're doing Disney Parks Pursuit is we're going to give you a question in each category and see if you get it. Let's see. We're going to start with audio. Some of these are we have some of the easy ones left over. So we're going to start with audio, see how many pie pieces you get and how many pie pieces dictate what kind of prize you get, Jonathan. All right, so we're going to start off with the audio category. I'm going to play a piece of audio. You tell me what this attraction... where this piece of audio... would have been found in what attraction?
Now, as you can imagine, safety is a big concern of ours, so we're going to insist that you buckle up your safety belt securely.
You'll be glad you did.
The original test track.
The original test track is exactly right. All right, you got one pie piece. All right. You don't have these in front of you, do you, Tom? Right, I'm guessing. You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so go up in order. Give them quotes.
All right, let's go to quotes. I'll take a nap for 100.
Ellen's in the energy adventure.
That's right. Food. The head-on shrimp are off the menu as their own entree at this table service restaurant.
Skipper Canteen.
Nice. Three in a row.
Trivia. What famous actor provides the safety spiel at California Screamin'?
Neil Patrick Harris.
That's correct.
Wow.
You play Park Pursuit. The year Countdown to Extinction changed its name to Dinosaur. This is time, of course.
I'm going to guess 2001.
That's what I thought too, Tom.
Can we keep going?
No, to get places, since we only have one of those, you have to get all four, five pieces correct, but you got three out of four there. That's a very good number. You'll definitely get a good prize. Plus you got the Secret Santa. You found $35. You did amazing, Jonathan. Hold on the line for
four out of five.
Four out of five.
Exactly. Yeah. Even better. There you go. All right. Hold on, Jonathan.
I was hoping to get the music one on that one. I know there's that really hard music one that you guys, nobody...
Oh, you wanted that? Yeah, nope, sorry.
That's making it to 2018.
yeah, we're holding that one over. Thought people would be too ready for it tonight. All right, well, there you go, Jonathan. Jonathan was our first contestant in the Thanksgiving Leftovers game.
Way to go.
Woohoo!
Very good. Well, we only got about a minute and a half left here, so if anyone wants to call in and play, they can in the next hour, 407-774-8255. We're just giving out prizes left and right tonight, so call in.
All our leftovers that we want to get out.
That is true. Mostly Cars Land koozies and other unmentionables.
Phone cases.
That's true. Oh, man. So call in the next hour. What are we doing, Tom?
Next hour, we have our in-depth discussion. We're going to close out our series on dining. We're going to start with Disney Springs, and we're going to talk about resorts, both table service and counter service. We're going to rank them all, which there's a lot. And then we'll play more Thanksgiving leftovers during hour two of WWE. So stick around. We'll be right back. All right. Finale. We are going to be off the air for a couple weeks with our usual holiday break and such. We are back on January 10th, 2018 will be our 2018 preview show, and as well the return to news tonight of Cornak the Magnificent when we return in a couple weeks. So stay tuned for that. Michelle, who brings us WW News tonight each and every week?
Is this the long one?
Yeah. Maybe in 2018.
It's not the first time she said that tonight here in the studio.
2018 oven will just read our mind.
Well, because you ask who brings it, but that's not written here.
They're in order. Everything's in the order.
Nah. Anyways, there are times when planning a Disney vacation can be overwhelming. There are just so many options. Where to stay? When to go? Is this the best price? How exactly can I get onto Flight of Passage or Frozen Ever After without having to wait 120 minutes? Even if you've been many times before, you know how much time it can take to get things exactly the way you want them. This is where Cindy Miner and the team at Small World Big Fun comes in. Small World Big Fun is an authorized Disney vacation planner, and in the past 10 years, they've helped thousands of families plan Disney vacations to the Disney parks, the Disney Cruise Line, Alani, and all other Disney destinations. Their job is to make planning a Disney vacation easy for you. They will wade through all the options to help you plan the trip that works best for your family. They will make sure you are getting the best price. The best part, they are a no-fee agency, so when they book your vacation package, you don't owe them a dime. So, if you'd like to reach out to the team at Small World Big Fun, just visit smallworldbigfun.com/Disney fans. That's one word, Disney fans with an S. Today, and they will be glad to help. Hopefully, I'll be less tongue-tied in the new year.
You sound like me. I mean, like, that's how I was doing all the reviews.
Well, I was trying really hard not to bite my tongue because I feel like I was going to bite.
By the way, speaking of that, can I play this real quick? I made this a while ago, and this is that blooper reel that I made of me before. We were supposed to play this a while ago. Do we have to? Do you mind if I let this go?
Sure, like,
since Michelle's been, you know, being my blooper
mumbling
reel. Yeah, yeah. So this is me trying to do these live reads.
Nick, who brings us WDW News tonight?
WDW News tonight is brought to you by WDWNT.
Nope.
It's
Magical Travel.
Magical Travel. Magical Travel.
Nope. Is that all of it?
When you book October 3rd through December 21st, 2016, number of rooms, actually, in the other dates are next year.
What did you do?
Stop. You could save on stays most nights, January 1st through April 8th, 2017, of course, because those dates are already passed in 2016. But you got to book those between October 3rd and December 21st, 2016.
This is what happens when I'm not here.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
This is why Small World Big Fun is thankful to have
today
and have fun.
Are you finished?
I think so. I really hope so.
Every week the ads don't move. They don't change position in the show.
I have no excuse. I have no excuse.
Anyway.
Well, I have an excuse, but
let's get back.
You don't want
to
hear
let's
it.
Let's get back to our discussion. We still have a lot of show to go.
Yeah, and that was before Michelle came back. Anyway.
Yeah, that
he
was.
Hates me now.
Oh, there are some people who very much dislike you, Tom. So let's go into that segment now. Access. Not that one. Both buttons are red. I just reach up and hit one. That does happen. That's why I sometimes hit the wrong thing. Matt F. wrote in, do you think there's any chance that Pandora, the world of Avatar, I like how he uses the full name with the colon and everything. Or is it a semicolon? Two dots. Semicolon, colon. MIT guys? Colon?
Wow.
Two dots?
Just two dots. There's a colon, yes.
A colon. There you go. Semicolon has the comma. We learn things on the show as well. I think there's one more.
Tell us about WDWNT, the app, real quick.
Okay, I see what I did here. We swapped. It was in a different part of the script. I get it now. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. But WDW News Tonight, plus the camera was stuck on me, and it was kind of disturbing a little bit. People were chiming in and telling
me
what was going on.
Read the ad.
People are already calling in for the match cam. Just
read the ad, or I'm gonna try to sneak a weapon in here.
It wouldn't be that hard, in here, actually. Weapons welcome on the front door. Here, there you go. It's a little taste.
Very nice.
We'll play all those on a night when we have time.
We had time.
We really don't. I didn't know you were going to play 500 of them. I forgot how much you've screwed up. Anyway, we have contestants on the line.
Let's do
Thanksgiving leftovers.
All right, John, we're bringing you on. How you doing, John?
Yeah, real good, thanks.
All right, good. You're going to play the Thanksgiving leftovers with us here today. So everybody gets to play the map game to start things off. So hopefully we get you at least a prize there. Do you know how the map game works? Did you hear?
Yeah.
Pretty simple. Pretty simple. You pick coordinates. You're trying to save money here on Black Friday at Disney Springs. So give me a coordinate 8 through H and 1 through 8.
I'm going to go with G2.
That has saved $10. All right. You're off to a good start here. Give me another coordinate.
A4.
A4. Save $50. That's a big one. That's huge savings right there. All right, you're up to $60 saved. Give me another one, John.
Let me try B6.
All right, you're trying B6. Oh, save $10. You just saved right across the board. That's $70 saved. That number might hold up tonight. So good job there on that one, John. Now we move over to your second game. Would you like to play Pyramid, Math Game, we got Parks Pursuit, and that's it.
Could I try the Parks Pursuit?
Yes, you can.
Sure.
Yes, you can. All right. We're going to start with audio. What attraction could you hear this piece of audio on?
Please keep your hands, arms, and legs inside the train and remain seated at all times. Now then.
Yeah, all right. That's 1-5 piece.
Quotes. Where do you think you are, Disney World?
At the Muppets.
Muppets? No.
Muppets.
All right.
Does he keep going?
Yeah, he keeps going.
Here we go. Hopefully there are no food stains on the handbags Disney made out of cast member costumes from this eatery.
I can barely hear Tom. I'm sorry. Could someone say what he said?
Hopefully there are no food stains on the handbags Disney made out of cast member costumes from this eatery.
What was the last word he said?
From this eatery, from this eating location. Was the handbags that they just made out of cast member costumes?
Hollywood and Vine.
No.
All right, we'll move on to trivia. Who was the first narrator of the Walt Disney World monorail, as well as the one at Orlando International Airport?
Burl Ives.
It would have been nice for Christmas.
Nope.
All right, time. The year Once Upon a Toy opened at Downtown Disney.
1994.
Everyone loves 1994.
All right. Well, you know what, John? Hold on the line because you did find $70 over at Disney Springs. You got one pie piece, so we'll send you out a little something there from WDWNT. So hold on there, John. In the meantime, we're going to bring on Cooper. How you doing, Cooper? Cooper? Connor.
Hello.
Add one. Add one to the blooper reel. No, that wasn't
like Cooper Creek. Did you think it was Cooper Creek on the phone?
I thought there was a man named Cooper on the line.
Yeah, so
I was about to make a hanging with Mr. Cooper reference.
So did I. I'm right with you, Connor. Wow. Okay. All right. All right, Connor, we're going to play start off with the map game. Oh, goodness.
Well, I had another one to the blooper. Right?
Yeah. That one was live just for you guys. All right, so we're finding deals over at Disney Springs. We're going to pick three coordinates, see how much money you could save. Give me a coordinate, A through H and 1 through 8.
And the goal was to find the most number of shops?
Most. You want to save the most money. Yeah, right now it's at $70 is the top.
Okay, I'm going to go with D7.
D7. All right, you saved $25 right there. Great start, Connor.
All right.
Give me another coordinate.
Okay, I'm going to go with, look at that, should be F5,
save $20 right there. You are up to a $45 worth of savings And so there are some spaces that could put you over 70. So let's see if you find one.
Okay. Looking at the map, it should be F4.
Let's see what is at F4. Save $10 there. Save $10. You're up to $55. That puts you in second place right now. All right. Well, Connor, you're going to play another game with us. And nonetheless, we have one more game of Parks Pursuit left. We have the math game. We have Pyramid. And I think that is it, right? Yep, that's it.
Well, nobody's gone for the math game yet, so I'm going to go for that.
Ah, Jason, take it over.
All right, here we go. There's one question left from the math game. This is the Marketplace co-op question. So I'm going to put the question on the screen and read it to you, and then you'll have 2 minutes to answer the question. So here we go.
Okay.
You can see the screen?
If your name was Cooper, it would have been
not,
great.
Not yet.
Okay, it should be coming.
Had Coop up there.
Okay.
All right. So your equation is C plus 0 minus 0 plus P, where C is the cost of a great movie ride cast costume tote. 0 is 0. And P is the year that Downtown Disney at Disneyland opened.
Okay.
That's it.
All righty.
2 minutes. While we got like music here.
I was going to say, while we have those 2 minutes, we didn't mention the WDWNT Inner Globe Society. Michelle, do you want to...
Sure. Let me.
Forgot to mention them as the sponsor of the Wonderful World of Psychotic.
That's right. The Wonderful World of Psychotic Comments is brought to you by WIGS, the WDWNT Inner Globe Society. Support WDWNT and get early and exclusive access to content that you just can't find anywhere else, including post shows for WDW News Tonight, starting at just $2 a month. For more information, go to patreon.com/WDWNT or visit WDWNT.com and click the Patreon link. Join the WIGS and help make WDWNT happen through Patreon.
There you go. Post show tonight, and we're playing the Family Feud.
Staff versus WIGS. By the way, if you're a WIGS member, we're not going to exclude you necessarily from the game if you play a game with us here during the main show, but so that's fine. So you could still call us for that to get on.
Do you have any more callers on that?
No, not for this. No.
Okay, we're going to move on to dining.
Yeah. Right after the math game. But if you are a WIGS member, remember, just give us a call during the post show tonight, and we'll get you on to play Family Feud.
Again, we're playing the math game right now. It's C plus 0 minus 0 plus P. C is the cost of a great movie ride costume tote. They're only available on Friday. 0 is a 0, surprise. And P is the year that Downtown Disney opened at the Disneyland Resort.
If I may ask a question. It's sure. The quantity C plus 0 minus the quantity 0 plus P?
No, there's... there's no parentheses anywhere.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
That question was way over my head.
It's important. It's order of operations.
That is a very important question.
It changes everything.
It absolutely does. And usually we don't end up with negative numbers. That's the other thing that might tip you off.
It should be. Let me just check to see if my math is correct. 2049.
Well, let's see what the answer is. Here we go. 2049 is correct.
Hold on. The price of the tote was $48. And Downtown Disney at Disneyland Resort opened in 2001.
That's amazing. Like, you got it in, like, we didn't have to extend time.
No.
Nothing. That was a great job, Connor.
In fairness, sometimes we have like four of those you got to find. So sometimes we have to get people like 4 or 5 minutes.
So hold on the line, Connor. You did great tonight, and we'll get you a prize from WDWNT. It's easy as that.
There you go. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we come back. Oh, boy. We're going to rank like an ungodly amount of restaurants, so stick around.
Hold, please.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow.
Welcome back. Tonight, we have a bunch of generic Christmas.
Supposedly, it's all from the Echo Lake Christmas loop.
It is. Yeah. No, and I love that loop. It's wonderful. Mug of the week, by the way, Contemporary Resort Gingerbread House.
Woo. Oh, there you're showing it to us. We asked like 2 hours ago.
Huh?
We asked to see that like 2 hours ago.
Who asked?
We, and you said wait.
Nick asked, and you said wait till the next news item, and then you never said it. Nick, it was
during the Black Panther. Oh, I thought you meant the Trader Sam's mug. Because no. Jason had it on his screen already.
He meant the mug you were drinking out of.
Oh, no, this is it. I didn't know, because I saw the Sam's mug on the screen. I was like, we're not there yet.
Such a good mug. I need that. All those.
The mug. There's also one at Boardwalk. Yep. Not as cute, but I bought it.
Oh, I like the Boardwalk one better.
Do you really?
Yeah.
This has like the Small World facades in the back.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
Is there one like at Grand Floridian too?
I don't know. I got to go over
it. Oh, there has to be.
I know. All right. We have so many restaurants to rank. And so we're going to bring in the illustrious panel. Obviously, Michelle and Nick and Jason are here already. But also joining us, David Smith.
Hey, everyone.
And Ashley Jasmer.
Hi.
All right, let's bring up that list because we have a lot of restaurants to talk about. There we go. Oh, Lord.
Good night.
Oh, my God.
This isn't even the worst one. Everybody calm down. This isn't even the worst
but
one.
But it's going to get so ugly.
This is table service at Disney Springs. The Rainforest T-Rex Homecoming. Leave off the G for gross.
Bite your tongue.
I like Homecoming.
Wow.
Morimoto Asia, Paddlefish, Paradiso, Raglan, STK, Yum, Boathouse, Frontera, Fork and Screen, Bongos, House of Blues, Planet Hollywood, and Splitsville. Oh, boy. So let's try and just move the good stuff to the top and the bad stuff to the bottom and then get in this. So everybody just dive in. What do you want to throw where?
T-Rex down, Rainforest down, Asia up.
Planet Hollywood needs to stay like right about where it is.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I'd put them below T-Rex and Rainforest.
Well, it's second from the bottom.
Here's a couple items I like. Splitsville needs to get out of the box.
Yeah, Splitsville needs to go up.
STK should go down. Boathouse should go up.
Yep.
Hey, why does everybody hate STK?
Michelle's going to yell at STK.
STK, to me, is better than Splitsville.
Resting place.
No. I think Splitsville is a little too high now.
Hold on. We'll get there. We're just moving stuff to a top half and a bottom half is the goal right now.
Okay.
Top half and a bottom.
Really? A Fork and Screen is higher than STK?
Hold on. Get Paradiso in that bottom half and Fork and Screen in that bottom half.
There's no DJ at AMC Fork and Screen.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Lord. Not everything has to be a club.
Every day's a nightclub.
Not everything doesn't need contortionists and sandwiches.
Yes!
Can we get bongos near the bottom? Oh. Come on.
Yeah, bongos down.
I'm actually really sad I missed this weekend.
It pains me to say it, but I would like to move Frontera towards the bottom. Not all the way, but...
No, get out of here.
Really?
Oh, I'm going to fight you on Frontera. I go there all the time. I love
okay. Maybe in the middle somewhere?
Yeah.
It's definitely just middle.
Okay.
No, I would suggest we move House of Blues up a bit.
No.
Really?
Get out of here.
Maybe above the bongos.
Definitely above the bongos and Paradiso and AMC. Right.
Let's start with the bottom then. We're okay with Planet Hollywood as the absolute worst.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Rainforest and T-Rex. I'm willing to give the edge to T-Rex. I think T-Rex is slightly better.
Slightly better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I still like both of those. I want Bongos below T-Rex and Rainforest.
I agree with that. Yeah. I also do the same with Paradiso, but I don't like them that much.
I think Paradiso's got some quality items and some good drinks.
Never been.
I don't know.
I've been once. It was okay. We just had drinks, but it was all right.
And Fork and Screen is just okay, I think.
I put House of Blues above Fork and Screen.
You think so?
I was going to say Fork and Screen above House of Blues, but
I think Paradiso's over Fork and Screen too, probably. No?
Nah.
I've never been impressed with their stuff, but
Fork and Screen's just okay.
I haven't eaten there in 2 years too, so.
Yeah, they've changed. AMC Fork and Screen has completely.
Oh, they have?
Menu again, yeah. They do that every like 2 years or so. It's very different now. Not any better. I think it's just different stuff. Let's see what the chat's saying too. Raglan, people are saying Raglan Middle. Raglan's real good. See, the problem is I really like everything in that top half.
I was going to say, there's clearly a dividing line in quality.
Yeah.
Is it above or below SDK, though?
I thought right SDK in the middle. Was just okay. We went for happy hour and had a really fantastic time. Their happy hour menu is a real good value, and all the appetizers were really good. So I'm willing to let Michelle yell and fight for SDK here.
Thanks. I would like to yell and fight for SDK.
What do you like so much about SDK? Go ahead.
They cook the steaks well. I like the char on the outside. I love the chimichurri sauce. They do a really good broccolini as a side. Their desserts are excellent. They make strong drinks. What else do you want to know?
No, I just wanted there to be positive points for SDK. I still don't know how far up I can... I want to move them, though, because I really like this top half.
Right in the middle is fine for SDK. I mean, it's a run-of-the-mill average steak place.
You think it's like Outback?
I don't know about that.
No, Outback is a below run of the... I mean, it's a...
How dare you? Have you ever had the cheese fries? Oh, my God.
Cheese fries?
At Outback?
You're talking about cheese fries at a steak place.
At Outback. It's Outback. Is it really a steak place?
At least Michelle said SDK cooks the steaks well. Look, SDK is a run-of-the-mill expensive steak place. Sorry, Michelle.
So like a Ruth's Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like compared to
Like
Flying Fish makes the most unbelievable steak on property, believe it or not. I would yell Yachtsman, but Yachtsman kind of went downhill anyway. Shula's, Shula's is a real steakhouse. Like
that's what I mean. So STK isn't anything great
it's
when
at
it
least
comes
a
to
notch below Shula's.
Right. And that's what I'm kind of saying is that it's fine. It's not a great steak place for the price.
Yeah. And I think as far as value.
Yeah, no, it's definitely too expensive.
Yeah, and I think that hurts it with this group. And again, I would have went Boathouse first a couple months ago, but the menu change was rough. They got rid of the steak sandwich and some other things. And I don't know anymore.
Would you put in first? I'd say it's still.
I almost want to vote Morimoto.
Well, it's Boathouse and Morimoto. No. Those are the top two. I don't know what order.
I could live with Asia or Paddlefish as one.
I don't think Morimoto should be at number one.
Paddlefish is a poor man's Boathouse.
Oh,
you can't say that about our mascot.
Them to be fighting words.
Now, Paddlefish is really good.
We're not agreeing on this number one.
Are we saying the top three are Paddlefish, Boathouse, and Asia? Morimoto Asia? Would anyone...
Maybe
Paddlefish, I don't know if that's top three. Raglan or Frontera both have a stake in that. In at least, I think the battle is for... Top two is Boathouse and Morimoto.
Okay,
those are
good.
One and two.
I don't think Paddlefish is in top three either, but it seemed like people were fighting for that.
It's in the upper echelon.
Yeah, it is.
One of the things I really like at Paddlefish.
Paddlefish is top five.
Like, if someone said, let's go to brunch at Paddlefish, I'd be excited. Their brunch was really good.
Yeah, Paddlefish is so great. Right.
I still don't think it's Boathouse
or let's
Morimoto.
Vote. Let's go right down the line and vote. I vote Boathouse number one. Who else?
I vote Morimoto number one.
Okay.
I vote paddlefish number one.
That wasn't a question. Part of the question.
I don't think Boathouse or Morimoto are as good as
Paddlefish. You can have that vote, so we're still tied. Yeah.
Michelle?
I like Boathouse. I've only been to Boathouse once. I've only been to Paddlefish once. I've been to Morimoto's like three times.
So which would you put at one?
I really liked what I had at Boathouse.
That's fair. Ashley?
Boathouse. By just a
but
little
it's
bit.
Overpriced too, though.
It is.
Like, my salad was $18.
It is pricey, but the quality
is Morimoto.
Morimoto,
Morimoto
was good.
But I've never...
Morimoto's way overpriced.
It is overpriced, but I've never had a meal there that wasn't amazing. David?
I feel like the service... I think the service at Morimoto is really good.
Yeah.
So I would give them better marks on that than on Boathouse.
Not in my experience, but okay.
I prefer Asia over Boathouse significantly.
So do we have a three-way tie?
No, we got three votes for Boathouse.
Okay. I mean, I'm not disappointed if Boathouse is one, so I think we could put that there.
But definitely Morimoto has got to be two.
Yeah.
No, I vote Paddlefish.
I'm okay with that.
No, I don't think anyone's agreeing with you, Jason.
I know. I just, look, I was at Morimoto and I was not impressed.
Yeah.
That's all.
What did you eat?
The duck.
Are you serious?
Wow.
Yeah.
You are out of your mind.
Their duck is supposed to be incredible.
The duck was very, very good. I just was not impressed with anything else in that experience.
I've had that whole menu and it's fantastic.
I had that thing they make.
The duck was good.
I had that thing they make tableside. They give you a really hot plate and they cook the fish on the plate in front of you and then mix it in.
That's not the burry bop thing, is it?
I don't know.
Yes.
The duck was good. I liked the duck quite a bit and I would get that again if I went. The problem was the whole rest of my experience was just not that great.
The ribs on the dessert, that cooked. Cookies and cream dessert is still
that's my fine. Favorite. You can put Morimoto second. I'm fine with that. Paddlefish third. I'm
no, I don't know that. If Paddlefish is three. I don't know if I want that either.
What do you mean you don't want that?
I don't think it's number three.
What do you think it is?
Cena.
Homecoming, Frontera, and Splitsville.
Homecoming.
I want Homecoming third.
Homecoming is so bad. What have you
not ordered the right
spell? Don't even know how to spell.
They do so. That is probably.
All right, what are votes for number three? Let's go down the line and vote on number three.
Paddlefish.
Paddlefish.
Homecoming.
Splitsville.
I would leave Paddlefish. I would say Paddlefish.
All right, fine. You could have your paddle.
That's three votes for Paddlefish.
Fine. All right, then four. What are we going with for four? I'm going Frontera.
Homecoming. If it's not three, it's four.
I'm good with Frontera four.
I'd put Homecoming and Frontera really close together. So, don't ask me to break that tie.
Homecoming.
Really.
I need to know what you guys had there. What do you guys like at Homecoming? It's so regular food that I make in my house.
There are some dishes I don't think are great, but I love the deviled eggs. The fish dip we had the other day was fantastic.
Fish dip was really good.
The shine cake and the hummingbird cake are both really good. I like the barbecue plate, and I like the chicken sandwich a lot.
I think all of their drinks are fantastic, and their macaroni and cheese is amazing.
Their drinks were awful. Disappointed.
But how much is the macaroni and cheese? Like, for $25, you better have pretty damn good macaroni and cheese.
They do have damn good macaroni.
They do. They're biscuits. Delicious.
The biscuits are a disappointment.
They are a little.
They're dry. They're like, I felt like I was, like someone had poured sand down my throat.
Like, Cracker Barrel has better biscuits.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And Cracker Barrel's biscuits
are great. But Homecoming still has some really good dishes. I still think Frontera is better.
Michelle, have you ever had a drink at Homecoming?
No, I've never been there.
Because I'm wondering, because I was very disappointed the two times I went. They were
what
very
did
watered.
You
should have got a purple cooter.
I don't remember off the top of my head, but they were bad.
It's really called that?
You got to ask for it. Ask for the. I don't know if I could say that on the air.
But you just did.
Well, you said it now.
I don't know if we could say purple cooter, can we?
Sure. Sure.
So what is four? What are the votes? I voted Frontera.
Frontera.
You said Frontera. David?
See, again, The two times I've been to Frontera, I have not liked the food I've gotten there. So I would have to go with Homecoming. What is it that you guys are ordering at Frontera that I'm missing?
Atomic, or have they just improved? Guacamole.
I've had that.
Appetizer.
The pork dish, the carnitas or whatever. I don't know.
Can I say that I think Frontera is pretty bad too, but out of these, I'd put it above Homecoming?
Come on.
It do.
Just put STK there.
It was average Mexican food.
No! You could pick something that's not Frontera or Homecoming for your number four.
No, I could, but I wouldn't put any of that above those. No.
It might. Raven hasn't decided.
Well, no, I mean, I'd put a lot of things above Homecoming. I'd put STK, Splitsville. I'd put all that above Homecoming, personally.
Splitsville at four? Does everyone agree on Splitsville at four?
No!
What do you mean, no?
I'd put Homecoming above Frontera.
This is the first of four of these we have to do, brother.
Well, we're not getting them through all of them tonight. You might as well leave resorts till next year.
I'm going to need a commercial break so I can actually go get my thing.
So far, Ashley and David said Homecoming. Tom, you and Nick said Frontera?
Yeah.
What did Michelle say?
STK.
STK.
Yeah.
So,
House of Blues, before they went Tex-Mex, they were really good.
Oh. Did they go to? I don't even know what's on the menu at House of Blues.
So if I vote Homecoming, that breaks the tie.
If any consolation, the chat is voting for Homecoming.
Wow. I would put Homecoming against Frontera.
If
so
the
that
chat is yelling Homecoming. Someone said Frontera in the chat too, though.
I'm gonna look at that Homecoming menu again.
Homecoming. Put Homecoming if
there are a lot of there's a whole bunch of Homecoming and Frontera. No, hold on.
No,
are
I'm
we counting?
Breaking the tie.
It's breaking the tie. I love
Jason
it.
Jason broke the tie.
I'm breaking the tie with Homecoming.
Fine. Executive decision.
So put Frontera at five then.
Yeah, I guess. Sure.
Wow.
And then honestly, I'd put STK above Splitsville, but people like Splitsville.
Same.
Splitsville or STK or Raglan? Rank those three. Come on, let's do that.
Splitsville, Raglan, STK, like it's on the board now.
I agree with that. Anyone disagree?
I would be okay with that.
Michelle disagrees.
I know Michelle does.
They're all. It's fine.
Nick?
Yeah, it's fine.
All right, so this is it. Are we okay with all of this?
The Homecoming menu.
We're good with this.
I think I'm okay with it.
Number one, the Boathouse. Number two, Morimoto. Number three, Paddlefish. Four, Homecoming. Five, Frontera. Six, Splitsville. Seven. Raglan Road. Eight, STK. Nine, House of Blues. 10, Paradiso. 11 AMC, 12 T-Rex, 13 Rainforest, 14 Bongos, and 15 Planet Hollywood Observatory. All right, on to the next.
Oh,
list.
Wow.
What?
They have a Very Merry Moonshine.
Yeah, it's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
We should go, Nick. I'll go anytime. I like them. Although they did make me wait like an hour past my reservation the other day. Nothing. It was a priority seating. Anyway, before someone yells about it. All right. Counter service at Springs should be considerably easier. BB Wolf's Earl of Sandwich, Wolfgang Puck, Cooks of Dublin, Morimoto Street Food, Blaze, Deluxe, Polite Pig, Bongo's Smokehouse.
Polite Pig.
Can we just put Blaze at number one?
I was going to say, that's an easy decision.
I'd put Deluxe above Blaze.
Not after...
No!
I'm going to make the case for Polite Pig. I'm not going to win, but after my last trip there, they have greatly improved the menu. They have some amazing items, and add in their great beer selection and bourbon bar.
But
it is fantastic.
Food is garbage.
It isn't, no. It absolutely isn't.
Most of it is.
No, it isn't. All
the Brussels sprouts, and then like it's famine after that.
Most of the sides are really good. The sweet potato tots are amazing.
I care if the side dishes and appetizers are good. I go there for a good main course.
Yeah, it's true.
And it is good now. It wasn't when it first opened.
I'm
it
not
is now.
Fight right now because Blaze and Deluxe are at the top, and we're not fighting for Polite Pig.
They need to be right where they need to be.
Who's with Blaze number one?
No,
me.
I want Deluxe number
no.
one.
Blaze.
So me, Michelle, and who, Ashley, are Blaze number one?
And David, yep.
Okay, yeah, so that's it. Blaze is done. Blaze is one. Deluxe number two.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how Tom loves pizza, but loves that place.
It's so good.
Wonderful. What is wrong with you?
They made the gluten-free pizza taste like actual pizza. Ah. Like, so good.
Quality, the amount of food you get. I mean, how do you play?
And free refills, remember.
Free refills, and they have special things you can't get anywhere.
It's really good. It's really good.
Drinks are really good.
Those root beers and all that are very good.
Yeah, they're all good.
Blaze is hard to beat. I know they're a chain, but I don't know how you beat them here. Deluxe has to be number two. Everyone, it sounds like everybody agreed. Deluxe
agreed.
Is number two. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So where are we going? Three? Because after that, I don't really know where we're going.
Daily poutine.
Like big.
It's not even up there because it doesn't have like more than one thing.
It has three, sometimes four things.
I like BB Wolf's at three, but I know no one's going to agree with
it. I'd put that at four.
What's your three?
I think you got to put polite pig
again.
I'm not moving Polite Pig up there.
Why? Just because it's new? That's not
no,
right.
Because it's not good.
I was talking about Jason. Oh. Why does he want it at number three?
It doesn't belong at the bottom.
Because it has beer.
Can we put the smokehouse at the bottom? That's the one at House of Blues, and we ate garbage there. I want that last. Is that fair with
that?
It's fine.
Yeah.
We put Bongos then next to that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, agreed.
I think Wolfgang Puck's needs to move down too.
You know, Bongos is like the oldest eatery at Disney Springs now, isn't it?
Well, Wolfgang Express, I think, is slightly older, actually.
Okay. Yeah, they both came in about the same time.
You know. So three.
I like Cooks of Dublin.
All right.
We're probably yelling.
If you're taking me to Homecoming, I'm taking you to Polite Pig because you'll.
Okay. Cooks. Cooks is great. I mean, there's
like
stuff because I like
really
Morimoto. I like Cooks. I like Earl, and I like BB Wolf's. I think they're all good.
Yeah.
And Wolfgang Puck Express, for that matter, too. Actually, my vote is three BB Wolf. Let's go around. Ashley.
I'm okay with that.
David.
Yeah, I can live with that.
Jason.
I'd put Polite Pig, but okay.
That's a vote for Pig. Michelle.
Cooks of Dublin.
That's a good vote to Nick.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
All right, so BB Wolf. So four. I would go Cooks on four, Ashley.
Earl of Sandwich.
David.
Man, I would go Morimoto.
It's a valid one. Jason.
Pig.
Nick.
Pig.
Michelle.
I'm just gonna keep voting Cooks.
What do we have two Cooks?
Pig and Cooks are tied.
So now we have to go back around and vote for those two?
Yep.
Yeah, between Pig and Cooks, we got to vote. I'm going Cooks.
I got to go Cooks because I haven't had Polite Pig yet.
David.
Yeah, I'm in the same situation. I haven't tried Polite Pig, so I don't know if my vote should count even.
You just have to know they have beer.
Jason.
But I don't like beer.
Pig.
Pig.
Michelle.
I haven't been to Polite Pig yet.
Cooks.
The same thing as the other winner. It's just as good.
So Earl or Morimoto, I feel like that's the next fight. I would go Morimoto.
Morimoto.
Yes. Agreed.
All right. It sounds like Morimoto. Yeah. Then Earl, then Wolfgang. I'm okay with
done.
That.
Yeah.
I would usually go Wolfgang, but I feel like you guys aren't going to let me have that.
Either one.
Yeah?
David, you want Earl? You want
what's
Wolfgang?
I vote Wolfgang, Ashley.
I still vote Earl of Sandwich.
David?
I really like Wolfgang Puck.
Okay, Jason?
I'm kind of leaning towards Wolfgang.
Michelle.
I don't know.
Wolfgang.
All right, so Wolfgang then. That's our order then. We okay with this order?
It. Yeah, I mean, what's amazing is the top eight are great places to eat, so.
And then I felt the same way about table service. Like, anything up to, like, STK included, I think, was good. I think STK was the line right there, and I think that's a fair amount of the list, too. It's half. That were, I think, all viable things to go to. So one Blaze, two Deluxe, three BB Wolf, four Cooks, five Polite Pig, six Morimoto, seven Wolfgang Puck, eight Earl. I know the chat's probably screaming about Earl. Nine Bongos, 10 Smokehouse. Someone yelled
okay,
about
everyone, cover your
I'm
eyes.
I'm up at that window. I'm not putting that window on. Oh, good God.
Are we doing this?
No, let's do it. We got 14 minutes.
We
got
to hurry.
We can probably do this in 14 minutes.
They don't even all fit
on
the screen.
Oh, my God.
I can't read that, Michael.
I can't see that.
Michael, you got
to
zoom in
make
more.
It bigger.
Is this resorts?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It'll be easy, Michael. You got to zoom in a little more, but we'll tell you what's what. Yeah. This isn't going to be hard.
It's not.
Put beaches and cream way down near the bottom.
Get out of here!
Why?
Beaches and cream.
Yeah, because I hate beaches and
Michael,
cream.
Michael, do not touch beaches and cream.
All right. Put
you put Big River Grill at the bottom.
Put Big River Grill at the bottom.
What the heck is Las Venadas?
Out of there. There it is. It's
nobody
right there,
even
there.
Knows.
Get I don't
Big
know
River
it's...
Grill at the bottom. Get Chef Mickey's down there.
Doesn't Victoria and Albert's have to be at the top just because?
It does.
Not when you talk about value, though.
No, but it's going to be somewhere.
Yeah,
it needs
no,
to
I agree.
Be like the top three.
Yeah, so get Victoria and Albert's up.
So we want to
Where's Ravello on this list?
No Swan and Dolphin.
No, Ravello.
Oh, no Four Seasons either.
Oh, damn.
These are Disney-owned resorts.
All right.
I did not count. Did you want this to be even more ridiculous?
No, I sure didn't.
Turnbull at the bottom.
Put Maya Grill down near the bottom.
Maya Grill. I finally went. Oh Lord! It wasn't terrible. It was just unbelievably forgettable.
Mediocre, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like maybe 15 years ago, that would have been like okay, but now with so many better options, like I don't know why anyone would eat at Maya Grill. Boy, Olivia's has got to be upper lower area. So above
so
all
right,
the garbage, be lower.
Right about where it is.
No, so down, but just above all the stuff we put towards the bottom, move Olivia. We could
ESPN Club down.
Yeah, put ESPN
but
Club
still
way
above
down there.
Olivia's. I kind of like ESPN Club. They're a good value. Somewhere there, yeah. Artist Point should be above ESPN Club, but it's not. Yeah.
It's not be ridiculous.
Okay, we can kind of make sense of this now.
Let's work on the bottom one.
Yachtsman, Tom, or I haven't tried it recently, so
I think it's kind of disappointing. But let's start at the bottom. Big River Grill, I think, is absolutely the worst resort table.
Without question,
mm-hmm.
Tom should always be your last choice.
Okay, with that.
Next, I would go Turf Club or Maya Grill. I think they're interchangeable.
Nah, Chef Mickey's. Why wouldn't you go Chef Mickey's?
No,
Chef Mickey's is not horrible.
Fear and character.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like zero for value.
There's a couple items you could eat there. I think Turf Club and Maya absolutely suck. There's
Turf
no
Club,
reason.
There's a couple of items you can eat
there
at Turf Club.
There are reasons to go to Chef Mickey's. There's no reason to go to Turf Club or Maya Grill.
Okay, fine.
Then... All right.
I don't know what
except
order
you don't.
I'm okay.
Like $75 for breakfast and get food flung at you.
I used to go there every birthday. We would go to Chef Mickey's.
Yeah, I love Chef Mickey's. How about Olivia's as fourth from the bottom?
That's fine.
I can.
Yeah.
Olivia's is pretty bad. I would want Narcoossee's down here, but I know that's me and other people like Narcoossee's.
I would actually want Chef Mickey's below Olivia's.
No, I'm not letting you have
it. All right, fine.
Anyone else want to fight for that?
No, I just want Chef Mickey's about as low as it can go, but that's
it
fine.
It doesn't deserve to be at the bottom. It's not that horrendous.
Okay.
Is
it better than Narcoossee's?
I don't know. I like ESPN. I don't want to throw it down there either. Ventanas is good. Wave is good. Oh, Trattoria Al Forno's got to be down there. How did we miss that? Get that towards the bottom. I want that under Chef Mickey's for sure. Above Olivia's, but below Chef. Right, Nick? You on with that?
Yeah, that's awful. It's awful. Okay. I mean, the only...
Now are we happy with Chef Mickey's where it is?
I mean, the only worst Italian place is Narcoossee's.
Narcoossee's isn't bad.
It's not terrible. It's not
I bad. Don't like Narcoossee's. I would put Chef Mickey's over Narcoossee's.
Agreed.
But Narcoossee's has the view.
But Chef Mickey's has the monorail and Mickey and towel and napkin twirling.
Dirty napkin twirling.
If you want me to fling bits of food at you, I certainly
Let
can
me
at any
restaurant. Let me assure you that Narcoossee's view is the only reason it's above anything below it. Right? We're okay with that? Up to Chef Mickey so far? All right. We can do this. All right. Next. Oh, this is.
We're not going to get this done by 11 o'clock.
Hold on. All right. Other people throw out ideas.
Well, Cape May Cafe could probably come down, right? That doesn't.
Cape May Cafe should be
okay.
Right. It's not that high.
I mean, I put it above ESPN, but
yeah, sure. Let's put ESPN just above whatever.
I can't read what that is between Cape May and Ohana.
Move ESPN above North
Coast.
Oh, okay.
I feel bad about this, but I feel like California Grill should move down, maybe.
Yep.
Well, we're kind of ranking from the bottom, I think. So let's put ESPN Club above.
Above Chef Mickey's.
Yeah.
Are you going to leave Yachtsman down there?
Yachtsman's is great. What do you mean?
Recently?
Oh no, I haven't been in years.
It used to.
I would put maybe ESPN above Yachtsman.
Ale and Compass is amazing.
So good.
I know I haven't written the review yet because we still are having meals there, but blown away so far. As good, if not better, than Captain's Grill was, which Captain's Grill was my favorite.
Mm.
Then Whispering Canyon, I think, has to go under Yachtsman.
Yeah, it's tanked.
Yep.
Completely tanked, yeah.
I'd put it under Chef Mickey's personally, but
I'd at least put it under ESPN.
Yeah, I think ESPN's got a good value. There's a couple things you'd be surprised.
I think ESPN right there, ESPN. I mean, you could switch Yachtsman and ESPN if you wanted to.
I'm all right with Yachtsman where it is. I think there's still some things you
it's can fine. Buy.
How about then 1900 Park Fair?
That probably should go above Yachtsman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anybody scream out if you're not okay with it. Then Cape May. Oh, yeah. I think 1900 is better than Cape May.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, put
Cape May under 1900 Park Fair. There we go.
That's fine. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. I would move Ohana under there at that point.
Oh no,
no,
no! You don't think so?
Yeah, I think Ohana's gotten better.
It went up again. Yeah.
Yeah, it had a really low period for a while, but it's on a climb back up.
Yeah.
Kona Cafe was okay.
It got bad again.
I like Kona, but apparently
really? It's not very good. I love Kona
Cafe. I went
Cafe.
There like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Dinner.
Yeah. Well, it's a serious question. I like to know when people go there.
I don't remember.
Let's see. Cape May 1900.
I had fish.
Okay. Yeah, Kona's not going to be
I love
bottom.
Kona, yeah.
I don't know where we're going to go.
I mean, I actually put Grand Floridian Cafe above 1900.
No.
You want it higher than that? That's okay.
Come on, hold on. How about Artist Point? Artist Point got rid of the Buffalo.
That's fine.
Can we get Artist Point down there? Does that seem fair?
Yep, right there is good.
Right about there is good.
I know they got rid of the Buffalo.
Yeah. It's in a different format now. It's not as good.
Mm.
So I still don't know what Las Ventanas is.
Las Ventanas is this weird thing that's almost down the hallway to the convention center and is surprisingly good. I would be willing to just put it above Artist Point, but I didn't know it existed, and Josh took me there, and it was we had a really good lunch.
Okay.
By what?
Where do you want to put it? Because you're the only one that's ever
you
heard
could
of
put it.
It
above Artist Point.
Put it above Artist Point. Oh, yeah. Then. Purely for marketing failures, it should be that low.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably about the interior. It kind of just looks like a forgotten extension of the Rick's Bar. So, I mean, that's kind of, yeah, I mean, and part of Walt Disney World is the experience, and a lot of these have an experience to them.
Their breakfast Ventanas looks amazing.
Doesn't. The Ventanas is getting a lot of points. Yeah, we still got to go do breakfast there.
Oh, my God.
Lunch was real solid.
Let's work on the top now for a bit and see what
falls out. You can still throw stuff down, no?
Yeah.
Although now I don't know what I want to throw down there. Yeah.
Well, all right.
Time to work at the top.
This is where I would start pulling Beaches and Cream down to around the Ohana level.
Yeah.
I would put Beaches and Cream right above Ohana.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's not
menu.
All decided yet. But let's start at the top.
I'm going here.
My number one is Sanaa.
It's fine.
I'm okay with that.
Well, you put the Sanaa above Ale and Compass?
Anything else at Sanaa? Yeah, still.
Okay.
Does anyone else want anything else at number one?
Nope.
No.
I love that any other number one we fought. And like this, we have 400 options, and I say Sanaa, and everyone's like, yeah, go ahead. That's how good Sanaa is.
If Cuisina still existed, I'd put it up there.
Oh, get out of here.
I had one meal there and it was spectacular.
I mean, if the group says Sanaa, I'll go with it. My choice would be Jiko, but
I can go either way, David. I like both of those, but I think Sanaa wins because the lunch
They have a lunch and a dinner, and they're both great.
Both, yeah.
Do you want to do Chico number two?
I am absolutely all right with Chico number two.
Right. Yep.
And then I think Victoria and Albert's probably number falls into three.
We kind of, I think we got
fine.
To do it, you know. Anyone hang on with that top three?
No.
No, I'm okay.
Boma or Flying Fish?
I was going to say the Wave, but that's...
I mean, that's really just breakfast. Dinner and lunch aren't bad.
No, but they're not great.
I really like Boma. I mean, it's
Boma. I'm on board with Boma and then Flying
Fish. I want Ohana up there, but no one's going to let me have it.
You want Ohana up there?
I want Ohana.
All the way up there? I would be okay with Ohana at number six.
If not, I'd like Flying Fish over Boma because I think it's one of the best meals I've ever had.
I don't like that. No.
Okay.
I'm fine if you want to put Ohana above the Wave. That's fine.
We've got to decide on four right now.
I like Boma.
Oh. Yeah, I think the rest of us decided.
Boma's good, but I really would pick a lot of other things over Boma.
I'm fine with that order, Boma, Flying Fish, and Ohana.
Ohana, Wave Breakfast, I'd put Trail's End over Boma.
Now, you know how much I like Trail's End.
Over Boma, I'd put Beaches over Boma.
I'd pick Boma.
Yeah, I'd put all those over Boma.
I mean...
Well, let's take a vote. I'm gonna go Trail's End. I think value and food quality. I'm gonna go Trail's End.
I like Trail's End.
Yeah, I'm Trail's End
is number four. Michael's coming in for Trail's End.
Michael's like, I want to Trail's End, and I
know they have a Trail's End.
It's the power of Trail's End.
See, the problem I have with Trail's End is I didn't get any food there that I thought was just spectacular or really, really different.
No, but I think it's experience and just overall quality and price.
Price, I'll give you, but experience?
If you want to have Boma.
Now, the experience
of seeing animals out the window at Boma?
The experience of Trail's End is getting there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why it's the end.
It does hurt Trail's End. The journey hurts Trail's End.
And honestly, you can't see any animals outside of Boma except the animals going to the pool.
Yeah.
Boma deserves to have a better location than it does.
Is Boma? Who wants Boma there?
Me.
I actually, like, I'd have Trail's End in Boma around like 5, 6, or 7. I don't know if I'd put them at 4. If you want Flying Fish,
I still want to put Flying Fish, but no one.
The
else
Wave is it? I'd put the Wave at 4.
I'm actually okay with Trail's End at 4. Y'all swayed me, reminding me about the cornbread.
I mean, think we got Trail's End at 4. Then I could take Boma at 5 if we put Trail's End at 4.
Okay.
Reasonable.
All right.
Flying Fish 6. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, and then Ohana 7.
Yeah.
No, I'd put the Wave above Ohana.
No.
No way.
Okay, jeez.
It's just breakfast. The other meals are just okay.
I know.
I'd move Ale and Compass up. Ohana. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
And below Ohana. That's fine. Yeah. Okay.
And then Grand Floridian Cafe, probably.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I like.
And then Beaches and Cream.
Yeah. Fine with that.
And then the Wave, California Grill.
What does Grand Floridian Cafe have? That's really only lunch.
It's really good lunches. Spot.
They have breakfast too.
But the Wave has good breakfast and Grand Floridian Cafe has good lunch. It's like, why is Grand Floridian Cafe?
Grand Floridian Cafe has good everything.
Okay.
Breakfast.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and breakfast is awesome there.
Good pricing. It's never hard to get an ADR. The atmosphere is pleasant. The wave has the worst atmosphere. You're in a basement. There's a vacant ceiling.
No windows.
It's poorly lit.
No
it's
doors.
Brown. There's the watermelon on the wall. Like, what is going on in there?
Yeah, okay. It's fine. Well, then if you want, why don't you put California Grill above the Wave? Yeah.
No, California Grill under the Wave.
Okay.
California Grill's terrible.
I would put Kona above.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd put Kona and Boatwrights above the Wave. Then, if
I want
Boatwrights
up too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put Boatwrights like above Grand Floridian even.
Yeah, I think just under Ellen Compass is where I would like it.
And I'd put Kona right under Boatwrights.
Ooh, that's a little high for Boatwrights.
Maybe Kona under Beaches and Cream. Get out of here.
Well, boat rides is very underrated for a type of food. Overrated for a type of food it is.
No, get out.
Boat rides is underrated.
Boat rides? No. Yeah. I was so excited for that food. It's not what it should be.
All right, very quickly, what problems do we have with what's up here?
I'd move boat rides down too.
I don't have any problems with it.
I would move boat rides down.
Do people want to move boat rides down?
I don't.
No. Michael,
put it back. Yeah, Michael, don't move it down until Tom says to move it down.
No one else is agreeing on moving boat rides down.
Nick and I?
Yeah, it's two.
If I had the choice, I'd go to the cafe.
Oh, wait, you want cafe over boat
I want
boat
cafe
rides?
Above boat rides.
Yeah.
I'm willing to make that concession. I will not move it down too. How about that? Are we okay with that then?
Yeah.
That's a fair comment.
That's fine. I'd put Kona above Beaches and Cream.
Same.
No, I wouldn't.
Nuh-uh.
Come on.
No
Beaches
way,
and Cream
Jose?
Is one of those places I just don't get, I think.
There is nothing
yeah, like
Kona
Beaches and Cream.
I think about.
If you want a good burger, you go to Deluxe. If you want good ice cream, you go to Ample Hills.
I just thought about Kona Breakfast, and now I'm willing to
Yup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lunch yeah.
If you want Michelle a giant hassle, a 4-hour wait, Kona. That's the only reason to go to Beaches
you
and Cream.
You can move over boat rides just for breakfast. How about that?
That's fine.
There. Go up there, then. Move
Kona above boat rights.
Because we're already over time. Are we okay with this now?
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
Someone save this so we have this list somewhere and can recap.
Michael, scroll for yeah.
Make sure we save all of these. All right, we got one more. Let's
we're
just
doing
do
the one more?
No, wait, I got one. Sure.
You got to get these. Hang on. Michael, scroll to the top.
Do you want me to recap them?
You need to recap them.
Okay. Sanaa, Jiko, V&A, Trails End, Boma, Flying Fish, Ohana, Ale and Compass, Grand Flow, Cafe, Kona, Boat Rides, Beaches and Cream, Wave, California Grill, Citricose, Las Ventanas, look it up, kids, Artist Point, 1900 Park Fair. Oh, God, that just made me dizzy. Cape May Cafe, Yachtsman Steakhouse, ESPN Club, Whispering Canyon, Chef Mickey's, Narcusi's, Trattoria Al Forno, Olivia's, Maya Grill, Turf Club, Big River Grill. How about that?
Yep.
All right. Give me counter service real quick because there's not even that many. It's not bad. We could do this real quick. This is easy. All right. So move all three of those all-star ones to the bottom. Look how easy this is, everybody.
Beach Club Marketplace should go right above All Stars, if you'd ask me.
Yeah, I agree with that. And we may have to reorder the All Star ones a little bit.
And we may have to put Beach Club Marketplace even below any of the All Stars.
Can we put everything pop down there? Because I think that's garbage. And I don't know what people see in it.
Yeah.
Really?
I would put that below the All Stars. The All Stars had the menu shakeups at least.
Yeah.
I think everything pop has.
True. And I'd put Beach Club Market. Sick. Honestly, what you reminded me of the All-Stars menu change. I'd put Beach Club Marketplace below all of the All-Stars.
I agree.
Yeah. There's just nothing to get there.
No, it's terrible. Like, I'd put it below everything pop if you don't care.
Yeah, do it.
Put Beach Club all the way at the bottom. That's the worst place ever.
Yeah.
Like, that actually makes me not want to stay at Beach Club.
And you know what?
Anymore.
Market and Ale and Compass is the same thing. They just do sandwiches, but I liked their sandwich.
They have a bigger menu, and they're good versus
slightly
the Beach Club Marketplaces.
You know, I would leave it, because it's such a small menu, I think you got to leave it where it is there.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
Fine with it right there.
Considering you put me at Beach Club Marketplace, that was the only place I had. Yeah, the bottom one.
Sorry, Michael. Number one, I'm going Roaring Fork.
Wow.
Roaring Fork is amazing since the redo.
Okay.
And let's just move some towards the top. How about Roaring Fork?
Captain Cook's.
Captain Cook's, absolutely.
Yeah.
Gasparilla.
Yeah, Gasparilla for sure.
Sassagoula, Riverside Mill.
Yeah.
Geyser Point.
Oh, yeah. Is that on there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because to the side is an actual counter service. We're not counting the bar, Nick.
Right.
That mine,
and then like I'd leave
the counter.
I'd leave Contempo, Pepper Market, Artist Palette, all kind of in the middle. That's fine.
Artist Palette is kind of garbage, other than their bakery.
It is I liked it at one point.
I would leave it just above Ale and Compass because their bakery's better.
Yeah, put it right above Alan Cummings.
We had those amazing bake things. So
the whatever that was. The
Contempo's pretty
birthday cake.
Contempo was. Yeah. They messed that up.
Yeah, Contempo's not great.
It's somewhere in there.
I actually like Pepper Market better than Contempo.
Same.
So do I.
I'd put Contempo right above Alan Compass.
Yeah.
This Hurricane Hannah's old Key West.
No, Contempo's better than Artist Palette for damn sure. And that's where I think it is. Hurricane Hannah's is outside of Yacht Beach.
I hate
really sizable.
You know what? I tried to eat Hurricane Hannah's like 3 times this past trip, and it was closed.
I have no idea what that is.
Hurricane Hannah's is the most frustrating restaurant.
Put it under Contempo at least.
Put it anywhere you want at the bottom.
Yeah,
1:30 p.m. every day.
That's about right.
That's fine. I mean, I'd put it on. Yeah, you know what? Pepper. Hurricane Hannah's was close, so we ended up at Ale and Compass. So I move Hurricane Hannah's below Ale and Compass.
You know, Landscape got rid of their original menu. I think they're below Pepper Market now. There's no more Build Your Own Burger. Like
they were good.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
It was. Yeah, it was great.
Move that under that
below Pepper Market. I mean, you could put it under Contempo even.
No, I still think it's better than Contempo.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Michael, Landscape under Pepper Market.
There we go.
There you go. Okay, so now we get to this top. My top three are Fork, Mara, and Riverside.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I like the Mara. I think that definitely deserves like top three.
Mara's got a lot of unique stuff. It's always very good. Their baked stuff is good.
Yeah, put Mara at number two.
Get Mara up there. And we'll argue about these top ones a little
bit. What else, Riverside?
I'm fine with that. I like Riverside over Sassagoula.
I'd call it top three. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Sassagoula, that menu, when they did the redo, I don't know, the interior's kind of plain.
I just hate seeing Captain Cook's fall down.
No, I don't think it should.
No,
we're
not there yet. We're just moving stuff up.
So I personally don't agree with Roaring Fork, but I have not been there maybe with the most recent menu change. I'd put Captain Cook's in the top three.
Gasparilla gets no love, but it's so amazing. Tough. I can't choose between like all these top ones. This is like extraordinarily difficult.
If you want Cook's at three, I mean, I'd put Gasparilla at four.
What do you guys all want at one? I let my voice be heard on one. What does everybody else want?
I'd put Captain Cook's at one.
All right.
It's my favorite. But then I haven't tried Roaring Fork in a long time, so I can't.
That's fair, but we're going by what people think. So
I mean, I'd
have to go with Captain Cook's too.
That move Cook's to one. I'm fine with that. There's nothing bad about Captain Cook.
Okay,
I can live with that. I might put Mara too.
Same.
I was going to say because I'd put Mara at one.
Yeah, let's put Mara.
I'm happy with
I would
that
want
too.
Mara at one, but if everybody wants,
yeah, Cook's, you know what? I could. I agree. I think Mara has enough unique stuff to push it just above.
We okay with Mara at one then, everybody?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go Mara, Cook's. What do you like better, Riverside, Miller, Roaring Fork? What does everybody want?
Personally, Riverside.
Yeah, like I said, I haven't been to Roaring Forks in so long.
I'll give you Riverside. That's fine. Go for it. Yeah. I mean, as long as Roaring Fork's in the conversation, and none of these, the problem is these top eight, I don't think any of them are bad. And I don't know what I want to do. I think Geyser Point's got to stay where it is because it's minus the bar. Because this is like the counter service side, which won't give you another couple items and the bar. So I think it's got to stay like kind of where it is.
And honestly, I'd put Gasparilla above Sassagoula and then I'd be good with that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's our list.
Which one above Sassagoula?
Gasparilla. I'm okay with that.
All right, print it.
Is everybody all right with that?
Yeah, yep. Looks good.
Yep.
All right, then. Captain Cook's, The Mara, Riverside Mill, Roaring Fork, Gasparilla, Sassagoula, Geyser Point, Pepper Market, Landscape of Flavor, Contempo Cafe, Artist Palette, The Market at Ale and Compass, Hurricane Hannah's. And did we order these? We didn't order these three.
I'm not sure it matters.
I can give you an order. I think World Premiere's the best, then End Zone, then Intermission. Let's do that. I've eaten at all of these recently, so if I may.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, End Zone, then Intermission. You're good. And then Everything Pop at Beach Club Marketplace. And we're done. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for season 2 of WDW.
All right, Ron.
What are you doing? The incredible panel that's always here, Michelle, our announcer, Nick, co-host. I want to thank everybody on the technical side, Jason and Michael, that do all the technical stuff throughout the season. Thank you, guys. And remember, kids, during this glorious time of year, there is one message that rings out around the world in every language. Peace on earth, goodwill to men, is a wish to hold in our hearts throughout each passing year. Good night.